As a first-generation Mexican-American female who grew up in the multicultural neighborhood of Albany Park, I had a pretty normal life. I lived on the third floor of a three-story building that belonged to my grandfather. My grandparents lived on the first floor. My uncle, aunt, and cousins lived on the second floor. My parents, two brothers, and I lived on the third floor. I am the older of two younger brothers. My three cousin siblings and I enjoyed growing up together. While our parents worked, our grandparents would walk us to and from school a few blocks away from our home. From the very beginning, the six of us attended the Catholic elementary school, Our Lady of Mercy, OLM. Our family was considered to be one of the first Latino families to attend a majority Anglo school. As the years passed by, I started to see more minorities at our school, but the teachers stayed the same. There was not one Asian, Black, or Latino teacher in the 8 years I attended this elementary school. Not until I went to high school did I notice this situation. I do not remember much except having pretty average grades, being too shy to speak in front of my classmates, and trying to stay out of my teacher's radar. Years later, I realized I lacked the self-confidence to be a leader or state my thoughts and opinions in the classroom. This lack of self-esteem stemmed from my home life. My parents were loving, responsible, and provided for our basic needs. They worked a lot so we would not lack on anything. My father had a fifth grade education in Mexico. He worked hard labor 6 to 7 days a week. When we got home, he was too tired to help with our homework. Language was a barrier. He spoke Spanish and his children spoke English. This was another reason why he didn't read to us. Since our dad paid for tuition, I guess he expected the teachers to teach us what we needed to know. My mother was born in Mexico, but came to Chicago when she was 9 years old. She had no bilingual teacher or classes to learn English in school. She had no choice but to assimilate into the American lifestyle, picking up on the language and obtaining her high school diploma. My parents never had the opportunity to go to college. At home, the burden was put on my mom to help the three of us with our homework. At an early age, I remember my parents argued about money all the time and Dad coming home drunk on the weekends after work. He was a typical macho Mexicano. He rarely had a calm conversation with Mom. He had a hard time meeting my mom halfway. It got to the point that my mom just caved in to my dad's ideas. I resented my mom for not sticking up for herself. She had an opinion, own ideas, and her own voice. Maybe because of this traumatic experience, my mom was scared to take chances. She hesitated making important decisions and to take action. All she needed was to have courage, a high self-esteem, and self-confidence. But I didn't come to this conclusion until a few years ago when I went to counseling. I realized my mother was my role model growing up. So I developed similar traits that she had. I would keep my thoughts to myself and afraid to try new things. I became reserved, shy, and non-confrontational. My low self-esteem and lack of confidence started at home as a child. My dad wanted to keep us sheltered and protected from harm. He believed in keeping our Mexican culture, language, and religious upbringing. My parents really didn't have hobbies, extracurricular activities they were passionate about. Our early exposure to cultural events such as museums, road trips to Springfield to learn about our country's history, hiking in Starved Rock, attending theater or operas were learned from those in our support system like tios, tias, cousins, friends, and at school. My parents were do as I say, not as I do. They didn't know any better and they did their best to raise us. The best thing I learned from my counseling sessions was this new realization to move on from the past and forgive my parents. I would take on all the good stuff I learned from them, but get rid of the other bad stuff. It was up to me to change my destiny in life. If I was unhappy being shy, then I would have to take actions to change that part of me. For the last 10 years, it's been a steady but uphill battle to undo those personality traits that have held me and my potential back.